Oh boy. Oh, that's. I think that's okay. I mean, if a 20 word per minute guy has to slow down to 15 for you, I don't think he'll be too bad. But yeah, I want to bump up the speed too for copying. Just for what I'm doing right now, like, so I'm hoping to try to set this app for Farnsworth speed so that I can get each of the characters at 20 words a minute, but get the words in it, you know, something way slower. Or right now, I'm not even to the point where I can copy words. I can copy characters slowly and give it to me a couple times. But, yeah, one character at a time for me right now. But thank you for the compliment. I'm working on it as much as I can. I had hoped that it was something that I could do while driving, but unfortunately I haven't really found a system where that is feasible. I think it's too much that, you know, you don't want to associate the sound of the code with the sound of a letter. You want to associate the sound of the code with kind of an image of the letter, I think, right? Maybe you have more insight into that than I do.
I think that's correct. Yeah, and the key to breaking past that, like, 15 word per minute barrier to get up to the faster rates is when you can start associating whole words, when you can hear a string of characters, and then you can actually, and the word actually pops into your brain. That's when you're on your way to really moving, you know, when you're, and I've tried to have QSOs with people, and throw the paper and pen away, and I'm just not at that point where I can do that.